Hi there, and welcome back to the Confessions from the Home Office podcast. I'm Wendy Hill. If you've ever opened Facebook or Instagram and felt just slightly overwhelmed, not because you don't know what you're doing, but because life is loud and you're juggling many things at once, you're in really good company. I help people simplify this every day, even while I'm juggling a few things myself. Yes, if you've been following me for a while, you know about Lola. Lola's my golden retriever. She is still living the recovery life. She had knee surgery a couple of weeks ago. She still has the cone of shame on. Her sutures are hanging on for dear life. She's had to have her leg re-stapled and sutured now. I think we're on our fourth or fifth round. And she's just acting like a dramatic patient. But back to the topic. Here's the thing. Not knowing what to post isn't about chaos or distractions. And it's not even about running out of ideas. It's about trying to create from the wrong angle. So today I'm talking about how to get unstuck when your brain feels full, you're juggling so many things, your ideas feel scattered, and you just want your content to feel easier and just more natural. So I have a couple of points to go through. And here's point number one. Your brain isn't empty. It's just overloaded. So let me paint you a picture. I'm sitting at my desk planning content for clients, and this is what I do all day, and my brain is already buzzing with ideas. Honestly, that's part of the problem. When you're constantly thinking about strategy, messaging, audience behavior, trends, pacing, and what's actually going to convert, your head gets full very quickly. And that's what most people miss. Your brain isn't empty. You're not out of ideas. You're simply overloaded with too many at once, and they start competing for space. It's kind of like when you have all those browser tabs open in your brain, and everything. It's like if you've got your computer just completely open and there's noise coming from multiple ones and you're just like, stop it. It doesn't take long for you to shut the laptop and move on to something else. So this is exactly why I rely on a simple filter. It cuts through the noise instantly. I want you to think through number one, what is my audience struggling with today? Number two, is there a small win I can help them get right now? And three, what real life moment illustrates this? So once you run your ideas through that filter, clarity kind of will come into place. You're not hunting for content, you're just selecting the right content. So here's point number two. You're trying to educate, not connect. This is another trap I see people fall into. They think every post needs to be packed with so much education and so much good stuff, big concepts, a big value, expert level consulting. But the truth, people want connection, and connection beats perfection every single time. People don't follow you because you're a walking textbook. They follow you because you're human. A human they like, someone they feel safe, and someone they feel inspired by. So when you feel stuck, instead of trying to be the smartest person on the internet, I want you to lean into three simple content types. One, a confession. Something honest or funny that helps people just kind of relax, take it down a notch. Something like, for me, I could say, I've been working all morning with a cone-wearing dog, and she's whining in her cage again. How's your day going? Number two, it could be a lesson learned. It could be just something small they can digest. One tiny mindset shift that makes content easier. That could be your example. It doesn't have to be something huge. And number three, you could talk about a behind-the-scenes moment. I could talk about the dust, the dog, the chaos, the caffeine that I'm living on right now. Because people love the real stuff. People are naturally a little nosy. They kind of want to know what's going on. In your real life, not just your online perfect working life. That type of thing will build trust far faster than polished, perfect content ever will. And then here's point number three. You need a simple content engine, not just random posts. And this is where everything will start to change. Every client that comes to me overwhelmed is doing the same thing. They're creating each post from scratch. Every idea becomes a brand new project. And that's why content feels really hard. The solution is a simple content engine, one you can sustain even on busy weeks, which is what I talked about in my last episode. Pick one core message for the week, not five, not three, just one. And I want you to create three pieces around it. Maybe it's a story, a tip, and a reminder. The story could be your connection. The tip could be value. The reminder gives it clarity. They see it more than once. And then I want you to repurpose it everywhere. Maybe it's a podcast intro. Maybe it's an email. Maybe it's a reel, a carousel, a post, a story. Content becomes a system, not a scramble of trying to reinvent the wheel every single time you turn your computer on. If you want a quick challenge, take one thing your audience has asked about, complained about, or mentioned to you recently, and turn it into those three pieces. Do it right after you finish, listening to the podcast. It's easier than you think. Don't make it hard. So that's it, a short episode this week. If today's episode helped you feel a little more grounded and a lot less creatively stuck, I want to make sure that you're subscribed to the show. Follow it, subscribe it, whatever you need to do. I'm on all the major platforms. And remember, you don't need more ideas. You need better filters, just a simple system, and a little bit of support. So you've got this, and I've got this. Chaos, cones, naps, whining dogs, everything. So that's it for today's episode. Remember, again, to subscribe or follow, and send me a note if you want to receive my weekly email. I'll see you next week.